This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
To the phones, to the fun, and coming up, the exclusion of the so-called libertarian candidate, for one of these so-called libertarian candidates from an upcoming libertarian debate. But first, we go to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live, and then we'll talk about a school that won't punish a student for saying the N-word repeatedly. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. You're talking about the, I think I heard something about a flashbang grenade. Those are actually concussive-type grenades. They will blow windows out in a house.
Ah. Okay.
So if you throw one in the back of if you throw one in the bed of a pickup truck, it'll blow the window in.
Mm.
That's one thing I wanted to mention. So I mean,
in this case, I would think they would have had to have thrown it on the ground to the side of the pickup truck.
This was not a pickup truck. It was if it was a pickup truck, it has a cover on it, but it looks more like an SUV or covered.
Oh, SUV.
It's definitely covered.
Okay.
It's definitely covered. It could be a pickup truck. Actually, I don't know.
I heard you guys say truck earlier, and I actually haven't seen the video myself. But now, what is the name of the video? What's the title of the video, if you don't mind?
Lavoie Murder Second Camera Enhanced Audio. It's on the Gavin Syme YouTube channel, and I believe I just posted it on the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, actually, I don't use either one of those. But
apparently I hallucinated. I did not post it, but I will post it shortly.
How do you spell the last name Syme?
S-E-I-M.
S-E-I-M, okay, German, okay, all right. German spelling.
So, yeah,
anyway,
I tend to agree with you that you know, my question was, like, if this was a gunshot that blew in this back window of the truck, then why is Lavoie Finicum so calm? I mean, is he just that calm under pressure like this? Because I guess even if it was an explosion like I thought it might have been, that would still set most people off. Like, it would make people pretty frightened of what was happening there. But this guy just piles out of the truck and, you know, goes 100 feet away from it and then gets shot to death.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like it was just basically from what I understand, they were basically lying in wait to kill him. They really wanted to stop him from saying anything that might be pro standoff, but no pro freedom, really, because he wanted to inform the people about what was happening up there. But why just
Lavoie? I mean, the truck was full of people. Why didn't they kill them all?
Lavoie was the spokesman for the group.
I was just about to say that he was the spokesman for them, and he was basically going to be the calm head, the cooler head, if you want to call it, and as far as speaking out, and if people had heard what he wanted to say, I'm speculating obviously, but if people had heard what he wanted to say, then they may have felt differently towards what was going on in Oregon, and maybe the BLM would have had a little more of its feet held to the fire, so to speak, because honestly, it's tyrannical. They're tyrannical. We have a dictatorial federal government with tyrants in charge, and we have the knights riding roughshod over our rights. I mean, knights, you know, they're swinging their swords, and we're the peasants. We can do nothing.
Pretty much.
We can't even protect ourselves. Yeah.
Tim. Thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So, yeah, you can still comment on Lavoie Finicum if you wish. I want to come back briefly, though, to why it is that one of these so-called libertarian candidates, as far as I'm concerned, Daryl, you're the only real libertarian that I can tell is in these debates between something like a dozen-plus libertarian candidates. Why they're excluding one of them? Well, because one of them has specifically come out and absolutely, basically negated the non-aggression principle. Isn't that right?
Yes, and I actually have a quote from Austin Peterson from May of last year where he says, I did not agree to the nap. I don't agree with your definition of private property. In nature, I take whatever I want from you, and you just try to stop me or seek retribution. You better be stronger or faster or have more guns, but I doubt you are or do.
Wow, he sounds like he's ready.
Give me anarchy, I will give you death.
He sounds like he's ready to be the president of the United States with statements like that.
Yes.
He'll take whatever he wants.
Well, I think that what he's alluding to here is that rights are an agreement, you know, around property.
No, what he's saying here is screw your non-aggression principle. I'll do whatever it is I want to do. Now elect me president. And so as a result, the Libertarian Party of Colorado, other Libertarian parties around the country have invited this guy to debates. But this is the first time he's been specifically excluded that I'm aware of from a Libertarian Party state presidential debate. Are you going to Colorado, Daryl?
I am.
Okay. When is this one happening, by the way?
This weekend. It's happening Saturday.
Okay. So this is timely then. Yes. So the story here is from libertybuzz.us. There's an official statement from the Libertarian Party of Colorado that reads as follows. Questions have recently arisen about the decision of the board of directors of the Libertarian Party of Colorado to refrain from extending an invitation to Austin Peterson to attend its presidential debate at the state convention. This decision was made by the board in consideration of the following. One, the statement of principles of the Libertarian Party affirms that philosophy on which the Libertarian Party is founded, by which it shall be sustained, and through which liberty shall prevail. And that statement, or that philosophy, rather, is the idea of non-aggression.
Yes.
That the statement is something to the effect of, I pledge that I will not, you know, advocate or support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
Well, that's the Libertarian pledge, which is different from the statement of principles.
Oh, okay.
The statement of principle, then I will pull that up.
Yeah, do that. But that's the pledge you have to sign in order to join the party. And all of these people who are running for president have joined the party, which means that Austin Peterson has signed that statement and is now essentially saying he didn't mean it and he doesn't support it. So, number two, as you pull that up, Daryl, number two, the Libertarian Party of Colorado has been voluntarily bound by its affiliation with the National Party that it shall not take any action inconsistent with said statement of principles. And three, the Constitution of the Libertarian Party of Colorado defines our purpose as to, quote, implement and give voice to libertarian principles, such as those in the statement of principles of the National Libertarian Party, and binds the party and takes no positions inconsistent with the statement of principles on the Libertarian Party. So again, they're saying, look, we've got this agreement here that says we're pretty serious about this particular statement, about these principles. Number four, the commitment of the Libertarian Party of Colorado to the statement of principles is demonstrated in its requirement that its board of directors, state candidates, delegates, and affiliates sign and ratify said statement of principles, and specifically states that supporting candidates which take positions inconsistent with those principles is grounds for disaffiliation of the county party. So if someone breaks within Colorado from ranks, if somebody in a county delegation breaks away and starts to leave the ideas of liberty, they have the right to say, you know, we're going to censure you, basically. We're cutting you off. You're not going to be officially part of the party anymore.
And state parties have done that in the past with some candidates who have been, you know, said things that they didn't
that were just not libertarians, obviously. Just
this, Daryl, has the Colorado Libertarian Party given Austin Peterson the opportunity to sort of explain what he meant when he said those things? Because the quote, no, being a person who's been on live radio for 12 years, I can tell you that somebody can grab a quote, and it could be, you know, from start to finish.
Well, the quote that I read from Austin Peterson was not a quote that someone took that he said and took it out of context. It was a verbatim post that he made to Facebook. So there is no out of context.
Well, there is an out of context because a post that you make to Facebook is still, you know, in the context of your life. So that's not an answer to my question. But my question was, has the Colorado Libertarian Party given him the opportunity to sort of explain himself?
That is something you would have to ask the board.
Okay.
And I don't know the answer to.
Because in a presidential race, a presidential candidate would have the opportunity to explain what it was they meant when they said whatever, and they, you know, hear the back pedal.
Well, hold on. Has he been, I mean, presumably this one Facebook statement isn't the only time
this is not the only time that he's said something. He has said before that the non-aggression principle needs to be scrubbed from the Libertarian Party platform.
Is that good enough for you there, Mark?
It sounds accurate, but
he said that the Libertarian Party platform will be turned on its head and he will lead the charge.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll give you the fifth and final reason, or the fifth and final item here on their list of why they are rejecting this character from their presidential debate. He's not going to be on the stage in Colorado, but you will be, dear yes. W. Perry. This is Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit FTLBeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Ooh, man, that sounds like packet loss. Anyway, with you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Just head on over to Skype username lrn.fm should you wish to connect to us and talk about what you want.
Super Beats. I've been taking it every day for the last couple of months, maybe 6 weeks, somewhere in that range. And what it is it's a superfood powder. You mix it with water, or you can put it in yogurt or a smoothie. Daryl, you generally put it in a smoothie, right?
Smoothie, yes.
Yep. And what it helps you do is to sort of maintain heart health. It contains dietary nitrates, and they help your body to produce nitric oxide. Now, there's been some great scientific studies around nitric oxide, and you can read up on that at ftlbeats.com and check it out. But I can tell you right away, you're going to feel the energy and stamina boost. About 20 minutes is all it takes. You take the Super Beats, and you're going to feel it right off. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. You'll start feeling the other benefits. I started feeling the other benefits over time, you know, sort of the circulatory benefits. My high blood pressure was dealt with to some extent. And you get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strips to use before and after drinking Super Beats so that you can see that it's working with your body. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of this comes to you with free shipping. You call 800-951-8940, or you can go to ftlbeats.com. It's 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
All right, we'll continue here on the Libertarian Party of Colorado's rejection of presidential candidate Austin Peterson, who claims to be a libertarian but openly is rejecting the principles that make someone a libertarian. We'll get back into that. But first, we've got Liberty Phoenix. He's on the line in Illinois via Skype. Hello, Liberty Phoenix.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
So I have a question for Candidate Perry, if you field one.
Yes, Gerald W. Perry certainly is in the studio here with us tonight. Campaign website, GeraldWPerry.com. He's running for president. Go ahead.
So, Mr. Perry, I love your politics. I think they are courageous, sensible, honorable, and voluntary, for the most part. But I'd like to see how well you field a real question. Not one based around your politics, your policies, or your platform, but one about your actions.
Okay.
So, do you host a daily news program?
Yes, I do host a daily news program.
Even while campaigning and providing for yourself?
Yes.
7 days a week, daily, like real daily news, like,
yes,
every day.
And do you take payment for promoting like-minded shows when you can?
Yes.
So, do you do an advertisement for a certain podcast where you insinuated that an individual was not listening to that podcast, that something was wrong with that individual?
That was the ad copy that was given to me by the advertiser.
Are we talking about the Daily Decrypt?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay. I've heard you promote the Daily Decrypt.
No,
so.
The Lava Flow.
Oh, okay.
Roger Paxton.
Yep. New mover to
I'd
New Hampshire.
Yes.
So something to the effect of, if you're not listening to Lava Flow, what the heck's wrong with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
So would you not consider that insinuating that in some way there's something wrong with an individual for not listening to that?
I could see how it gets construed that way, but, you know, maybe what is wrong is you don't have time to listen. It could be that your podcatcher isn't working.
Well, what this is doing is in the circumstances, it's basically, it's ad copy that's using the value of the person reading it, right? And this is done all the time.
You're missing out.
That's what happened with the Super Beats copy here. And I read the Super Beats copy because I take Super Beats every day, and I believe in it, but they know that their ad's going to work better if Daryl and I read the ads and Daryl and I take the product. And so that's what's happening there. Is he's using the Roger Paxton is using the value that Daryl has as the newsman in the news podcast and his sort of delivery style when he says it, you know, that's a perfect thing for Daryl to be saying in the ad copy.
I completely appreciate your opinion on it, Mark, but I think the question was directed to you.
And I thought I answered the question.
I thought I jumped in afterwards.
Do you guys think that a certain level of deceit or obfuscation is expected or accepted in advertising?
I think that I thought about this a great deal. So I think, in fact, what libertarians are is that they fall into a trap of becoming incredibly sober-minded, and therefore they become not much fun, because jokes always have there's almost always something you can say about jokiness and jocularness the libertarians have to watch out that they become not only pedantic and navel gazers, but that they basically can't have any fun at all.
That's one thing that I really like about the roast that happened at Pork Fest, to where libertarians actually got to get up and tell jokes. And yes, they're at other people's expense, but you're having fun. And libertarians generally don't have, fun unless the fun involves sitting around doing drugs, listening to crappy music.
Yeah, that's my roast at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think you can probably look up Mark Edge Roast Pork Fest and find it from there. Ian won't participate in one.
Yeah, I don't think it's nice to make fun of people.
See, Liberty Phoenix?
Well, to each their own, I suppose. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Good question.
Hey, thanks for the call, Liberty Phoenix. Appreciate it. You can join us on Skype like he did. The Skype username is LRN.FM.
I think he's right that we need to look at our presidential candidates as people that are always going to tell us the truth. However, I don't think there's much of a chance that you're going to be next president, the 45th president of the United States, Daryl. And I'd say that if this is the best thing that he can come up with, then it speaks pretty highly of you as a candidate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're running against Hillary Clinton, who's got, 27 different scandals or something like that.
Wait, was someone saying Daryl didn't tell the truth?
That was kind of what, there's some level of deceit is suggested in the ad copy.
Run that by me one more time.
Because of the nature of the way the ad copy reads, which is, what's wrong with you?
If you're not listening, if you're fed up with the government running every aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast, what is wrong with
you? That's not a dishonest statement. It's not a lie in any way, shape, or form. It's a question.
Right, and the question was that it imply, or the question from Liberty Phoenix is that by saying the sentence followed by that question, that I'm somehow implying that there
is something wrong with
people that aren't listening to this particular podcast.
Okay. Still not dishonest or a lie in any way, shape, or form. It's just a motivational statement. I mean, is there something wrong with not listening to that show? Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. I've honestly never heard Roger's show.
I can tell you there's something wrong with him getting mentioned over and over on this program without paying for it. That is wrong. Wrong.
Yeah, as wrong as polyamory? Because polyamory is incredibly wrong. Because you aren't supposed to mix Greek and Latin roots. It should be multi-amory or polyphilia.
The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
If you're doing anything that ends in philia, you ought to stop.
855-453. Join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
Bibliophilia is perfectly fine.
Well, to you.
All right, so
whatever, to each his own, man.
You can join us here. And yes, Daryl W. Perry will field your questions if you have them for him here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments, actually not moments, we've still got plenty of moments actually left for you. If you want to join us here, we've discussed everything from domestic abuse, waterboarding, to a fake libertarian candidate. We're going to get back into him here in a moment. Also, Lavoie Finicum, the shooting of Lavoie Finicum, new video footage available yesterday. That came up again tonight. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live, and you can also support the show by going and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is it's $5 a month. You send that into the show via any major credit card through PayPal, or Visa or MasterCard right through our website, or Bitcoin. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. And you get access to special perks like the AMP-only Facebook group where there's new threads every single day. It's probably one of the busiest Facebook groups I've ever been involved in. So I really enjoy the AMP Facebook group. It's one of the perks you get. You also get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go get the details. Get signed up. $5 a month. That's what we ask, and we sure do appreciate it when you do that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. We were sharing with you the Libertarian Party of Colorado. They came out with a statement about why it is that they are not
extending an invitation to Austin Peterson. This is one of the so-called libertarians who's running for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination against you, Darrell W. Perry. You are also running, and you're a real principled libertarian. The rest of them, some of them, I don't know who the hell they are. Others, I definitely know they're not libertarians, and Austin Peterson is one of the non-libertarians who is claiming to be a libertarian. But he's the one who is openly rejecting the idea of the non-aggression principle.
Yes.
The idea that it's not appropriate to use, to initiate force or to use fraud against peaceful people. It's not okay. Although he seems to think it is. And he wants the Libertarian Party to get rid of the non-aggression principle. The Libertarian Party of Colorado is basically saying that because he's rejecting that principle, because he's rejecting basically the statement of principles of the National Libertarian Party, that he is not welcome at their debate. He's not welcome to speak at their debate.
Right. He was not invited to the debate.
He can sit in the audience, perhaps, but that's
not it. If he purchases a ticket.
Number five on their list of five reasons, their explanation here. Candidate for the Libertarian President or Libertarian Party presidential nomination, Austin Wade Peterson, has openly repudiated the non-aggression principle as stated specifically within the Statement of Principles and declared this principle to be, quote, non-libertarian, unquote, and intellectually bankrupt using various defamatory insults, and thus has clearly illustrated that he is philosophically opposed to essential first principles of the Libertarian Party, which the Colorado governing documents hold in primacy as the minimal bar by which everything is measured.
So this is kind of interesting because your claim, Ian and Daryl, I think you echo this claim that there's no real libertarian on the stage except Daryl at one of these debates.
That's what I asked Daryl if, you know, his honest assessment. I asked him a couple weeks ago. He's been in debates with these people. What's your assessment of these other guys? Are there any actual principled libertarians there? You said there's one guy who might be close.
Steve Curbell is the closest.
But you'd say of the top four candidates for the Libertarian Party nomination, as they're seen today, you'd say that you're the only one who's really libertarian.
Yes.
The other three, not so libertarian.
And it's really hard to say about McAfee because some of his positions have changed so wildly based on what his platform originally said, what it says now, things that he said in the media, and things that he's saying in the debate.
Of the top four, McAfee's my second choice to Daryl. But, you know, I don't know much about what he really believes. He admitted the other day that he told a lot. There's a headline, actually, in my show prep where McAfee admits that he lied about being able to crack into the San Bernardino shooter's cell phone just to get press coverage.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like he did to me.
Yeah. Which I think is great. I mean, good for him.
But you like him because he's funny to you. But if you
he's
go to
a
his,
character. He's yeah, an entertaining
go to
character.
His campaign website.
And yeah, there's not a whole lot of libertarian principle.
There's
on
just
there.
Him, like, with guns and a bunch of, I don't know, hookers, loose women. I'm not exactly sure what that all is there. It
right.
is complete insanity.
No,
he is not a libertarian candidate. He is the maniac candidate, okay?
He did invite Austin Peterson to hang out with him and
do
drop
LSD.
Acid.
Yeah, well, that's going to be good for Austin, I'm sure.
I think it probably would be, actually. Probably give him some humility.
Survive the experience. All I'm saying is that also there's I'd like to point out that there's a thing called the Libertarian Radical Caucus, which is essentially the libertarian wing of the Libertarian Party.
Daryl is one of the board members,
and generally that caucus is Daryl. Correct me if I'm wrong. Roundly ignored by the Libertarian Party.
That would be incorrect.
Okay, that's my understanding of people who have been part of that caucus is that essentially they can get very little done because they're always being undermined, flanked, sideswiped, and everything else.
That's a completely different statement than ignored. When people are using tactics to shut you down, they are not ignoring you.
Okay, you're right. You're absolutely right. But you get nothing done. You get none of your policies through, generally.
I would not say none.
Okay.
I would say it's
none?
More difficult to get things done if you're a known radical.
So I would say, effectively, Austin Peterson is right. I don't want him to be right. I don't.
Right about what?
He's right about
him
saying that the statement of principles is
should be
BS.
Watched. Because he's not, because he represents the majority of the party.
No, he represents a very vocal minority of the party.
Okay. Then the people that, everybody, you're saying that everybody in the Libertarian Party of the top five candidates for president, top four, ignore the statement of intent, the non-aggression principle, and that the Radical Caucus, which is the libertarian wing of the Libertarian Party, is generally ineffective in getting the Libertarian Party to do something, but that Austin Peterson is wrong when he says that the non-aggression principle should be struck because, well, frankly, no one here uses it. The Libertarian Party is, sadly, an organization that gives nothing but lip service to the non-aggression principle.
Well, if there was enough support to get rid of the non-aggression principle, then wouldn't they have proposed and gotten rid of
the non-aggression principle? Well, they would. They shouldn't. Okay. I don't want them to get rid of the non-aggression principle because I think it's great, and I like that they promote it.
I'm not asking what you think. You're saying you just made the statement, Mark, that the majority of people in the Libertarian Party support Austin Peterson's position. If that were true.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you said, sir.
I thought that's what you said.
One more time. The Libertarian Party is largely filled with a bunch of stinking liars that don't actually agree with the non-aggression principle. They are lying. Because if they did, then they would be part of the Radical Caucus, and the Radical Caucus would get things done. So Austin Peterson is simply speaking the truth, which is to say that the party does not care about the non-aggression principle insofar as they actually want to apply it to daily life. They may care about it as an application for ways to get new people to come in, because we can claim we're the party of principle. Once they don't have a principle, then they're not the party of principle anymore.
You've paid attention to the party business, as they call it, where they look at the bylaws and the platform and things like that. Has there been a proposal previously at different party conventions to withdraw or to get rid of the non-aggression principle? Do you recall that?
In order to get rid of the non-aggression principle, you would have to change the statement of principles, which requires a 7/8 vote to modify the SOP.
So therefore,
and you would have to change more than just removing one or two words. Like, you would have to drastically change everything about the statement of principles, the preamble, and a bunch of planks. So it's more than just...
So it wouldn't matter, then, if the majority, as Mark asserts here, if the majority thinks this, because they would need 7/8 plus to make the change.
To make any modification to the statement of principles requires a 7/8 majority.
Do you think that my assertion is hollow, Ian?
I don't know, Mark. I've never been to a Libertarian convention.
You're a life member of the Libertarian Party.
I've never been to the National Convention, though. I've been to the Florida Convention.
What Libertarian things? I mean, it seemed to me that you spent the majority of your time as a Libertarian Party member when you were a Libertarian Party member complaining about when you thought about the Libertarian Party, the majority of the time that you thought about the Libertarian Party, you were kind of complaining about their stances on issue after issue.
Yeah, they've fallen away from their principles. There's no doubt about
that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But I don't know if it's a majority of the party. I'm not clear on that.
I don't think it's a majority. I think it's a very vocal minority.
Yeah. I'm not sure about it. I don't think I agree with you, Mark. The whole thing over here is 850. You can hold on. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. If you want to join us here on the issue of the internal strife that has been going on for over a decade inside the Libertarian Party, this is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
All right, you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com, and also you can join us in real life at the Keenvention coming up November 4th through the 6th. You can get your tickets right now at keenvention.info and use code FTL when you're ordering through Eventbrite for $5 off the already lowered price. We've lowered the price of the tickets back down to 2013 levels because we're at a new venue this year. We're able to save a little bit of money on the new venue, even though it's right in the heart of downtown Keene. So we're moving the event. It used to be sort of on the outskirts of Keene. Now it's right in the middle of downtown, right near Central Square, where the home of much iconic activism that has occurred here in Keene. You get to meet many of the activists that you hear about on Free Talk Live at Keenevention. It's an activism-focused convention. We don't bring in people, fancy big-name speakers from all around the globe. We have New Hampshire-based activists, many of whom are Free State Project early movers, like those of us here on this show, who are the speakers at Keenevention. So we focus on activism, the variety, the wide scope of activism that is happening here, everything from inside the system to outside of it. And you can get a feel for what previous Keeneventions have been like, at least on stage, because every single speech, every single panel discussion that has ever occurred is all online, and you can watch it all for free at keenvention.info. Tickets are just $50. That's their pre-order price regularly, but if you use code FTL, you'll save $5 right now over at keenvention.info. That's keenvention.info. It's November 4th through the 6th. We will look forward to seeing you there. So we were talking about the Libertarian Party of Colorado rejecting
Austin Peterson. He is someone who claims to be a libertarian, but openly he basically says that he rejects the non-aggression principle, which is the central core tenet of libertarianism, the idea that it's not okay to use initiated force against other human beings who are peaceful. And apparently he thinks it is okay. He's made multiple statements in multiple ways about his rejection of said non-aggression principle. And so the Libertarian Party of Colorado has said that they're not going to be inviting him to the debate they're holding this weekend that you, Darrell W. Perry, will be debating at. Do you know, has it been confirmed who some of the other candidates are? Will Gary Johnson be there? Will John McAfee be there?
Neither of them are listed on the Facebook event as being confirmed.
Interesting.
They have me, Steve Kerbell, Jack Robinson, and Shauna Sterling as confirmed.
So we'll find out what happens there. Maybe it'll be recorded. Hopefully it will be. And then
I hope so.
The video will end up online. Let me give you the last bit here from the Libertarian Party of Colorado. This is their statement on why they are not inviting Austin Peterson. Quote, no formal resolution was made other than a decision that it was inappropriate for the state party to invite a candidate who has openly repudiated and ridiculed the party's foundational and absolutely essential statement of principles that are held as the highest standard in our voluntary governing documents. Additionally, it was decided that the board members, acting in their official capacities, would not contact or respond to the Peterson campaign on this issue. There were no objections to either vote. The statement of principles is not optional for the Libertarian Party as defined within both the national and Colorado documents of voluntary association. It is the duty of party officers to uphold these principles, and as the birthplace of the Libertarian Party, the board of the Libertarian Party of Colorado made a decision in good faith with the intention of protecting and honoring these principles. Now, if it were true, Mark, that what you were saying was that the majority of libertarians are not, in point of fact, libertarians who do not, you know, these majority of libertarians you say don't care about the non-aggression principle, if that were true, how is it that the Libertarian Party of Colorado has such good board members on their board?
So I would say that some of the state organizations are better than the national organization on this. And I guess I'm just confused here, Ian.
State organizations generally are concomitant with the national organization. That's not true across the board. But the people who are, if you're saying that the majority of libertarians are not libertarians, I think this is another piece of evidence that shows you're wrong about that.
I have a difficult time with this. You see, I have to live with your definition of a libertarian, which is basically a voluntarist, which I question why you need two words to describe the same thing when libertarian...
Because of people like Austin Peterson who've come in and destroyed the word libertarian by coming in and not being libertarian, but also calling themselves a libertarian.
So
like Glenn Beck.
Fine.
Neil Ford.
Bill Maher.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know where to go with this, right? Like, I don't know how to define libertarian. To me, a libertarian is a big tent term that describes people that are fiscally conservative, socially liberal. And I think that the Libertarian Party is an excellent thing to be able to provide me with an alternative for whom to vote for, and likely, usually, a candidate that is less disreputable than the rest. However, I sit in a room on a relatively regular basis with two guys who define the term libertarian as somebody who is essentially an anarcho-capitalist.
Well, given that the two people you're referring to would be Darrell and I think, that we're actually, or at least we're actually members of the Libertarian Party. I'm not in the national party, but I am in the state Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire. Given that we're the only ones in the room who've actually ever been members of the Libertarian Party, I believe.
I signed up online when they had free sign-ups in 2005 or something.
I take it back.
I don't know that I really... I'm not willing to say that you're incorrect in what you said.
Here's my life membership card if you wanted to see that.
You guys gave
I used to have one.
Membership card is a real commitment to the Libertarian Party, and I would never make that kind of commitment to that party. I have no interest in
that. Would you make that commitment to the Republican Party, of which you are an elected board member?
Are we talking about giving $1,000 to the Republican Party? No.
Would you ever give them any money?
I use the Republican Party as a system for having some effect on state government in the state of New Hampshire. You are a much more of a party man than I am, and you take my membership in the Republican Party as some kind of slap in the face. It is not. To me, it is meaningless.
Do you take it as a slap in the face, Darrell?
It's always upsetting to him whenever we talk about it.
Right, because you always suggest that I join the Republican Party and do Republican things, and that's not what I'm about.
That's different than taking the fact that you're a Republican as a slap in the face.
Oh, he says things
that's
like...
you trying to recruit him into your party.
You love Rand Paul!
You do!
I don't love Rand Paul. I think Rand Paul was the best choice of the candidates that I had, of which I had an option. I'm sure Rand has a loving wife, and I am not his fan.
Okay, because that's not the impression that I got when he was still in the race.
Events.
Yes, I've gone to some campaign events.
Kind of
I want
him
to be successful, Ian.
Okay, but you're not a fan.
What fan means fanatical.
Okay.
I do not collect pictures of them. I do not draw little smiley faces on those pictures. No, I am not a fan.
So let me ask this question. And this is something that I've been trying to figure out for, you know, damn near a decade and a half. The small government Republicans say that the big government Republicans aren't the real Republicans, and vice versa. The big government Republicans say that the small government Republicans aren't the real Republicans. Which one's the real Republican?
I have no idea. That whole rhino thing is just it's just an insult that's laid at the feet of whomever feels like insulting.
The no true Scotsman.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I would say that I am a rhino. By the definition.
Republican in name only.
Republican in name only. I use the party membership to get my goals met. That's the closest. I make a really unlikely Democrat, and there are two parties in the state of New Hampshire that give you the option of voting in primaries. So I remain a Republican because the most likely, in the highest likelihood is...
Well, you could be an undeclared voter and then
you can still vote
take whichever ballot you want.
I wouldn't be able to be a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party.
And what good does that actually do for influencing... You say that you're a Republican because you want to influence policy. What good is being a delegate to the Republican State Committee... do to influence policy? It seems as though that would influence the party platform, maybe.
I would say the platform.
That's all it does.
Yeah, that's exactly what it does. The party platform
and
is...
And that is law how?
It's not law. It is...
Exactly.
The party platform. And so, therefore, that is intended to guide policy for the Republican Party. Plus, I would point out that I have a very small commitment level to the party. I go
once
every 2 years to some university in the state of New Hampshire, eat a soggy sandwich, and vote on the party platform. And I'm only there for two reasons, because I think they should remove marriages between one man and one woman, and this weird thing that they've got in there about Sharia law. Those are the only reasons that I consider it important.
How are those votes going so far?
At this point, it's gotten better over time, but I've only been twice.
Like what's the breakdown?
It's like 60-40.
Really? On both?
It's about that.
Okay. All right. I'm not indicting what you do, Mark. I think that the people who want to be...
If Darryl put the kind of time in on the Republican Party in the state of New Hampshire that he puts in on the Libertarian Party...
He wouldn't get anything
party,
done.
Yeah, he absolutely would. He'd be in the leadership position.
No. No, I don't think so. Plus,
I could never call myself a Republican anyway.
Plus, that's the issue. Right. Plus, that's not Darryl. And so stop trying to pressure the guy. Anyway, DarrylWPerry.com is his website. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.